Fill up.
Now, oh, the inside of the hall. Did you have any names for maybe the inside of the chicken parts or the inside of the...
The gizzard and the liver. Yeah, okay. Well, hogs have hearts and livers, you know.
Yeah. Would you ever make anything out of liver of the hog?
Oh, yes, honey, you fry. We had fried liver the other day. We always ate it while it was fresh, you know. That's the best. But we had so much that I fixed it, sliced it, and put on trays and put it in deep freeze. And it's been in there at least a month, and it tastes pretty good.
Yeah. Would you ever chop it up, maybe?
Yeah, chop it up. You hack it just like you do steak. And you put pepper and salt on it, and flour, and fry it.
Yeah. Do you ever have liverwurst? People call that liver. No, liver. You know, grind it up, maybe, and or something.
No, but I had hash, liver hash, and I love liver hash.
Oh, okay. Now, can you tell me how you make liver hash?
Yeah, you boil it. You put it on and boil it. And the lights. Rufus loves the lights. I don't care for the lights, but I cook them for him.
Lights
and yeah. And I put, I cut it up and put it on and let it cook. It takes a good while to cook it. Let it cook all the pieces.
Yeah.
And then you put onion in it, and you put a little rice in it if you got some already done,
mm-hmm.
and salt and pepper, and boil it, and it makes its own juice, and it's delicious. I love it. Hash. Just like you make hash out of roast beef, you know, when you have some left over.
Yeah. Now, some folks used to use the blood. Did you ever use anything? Did you make anything with the blood of the hog?
No, it's what I used when I washed stuff. I'd save the water and put it on my ferns. I never did use it for anything but that.
Yeah.
We use everything but squeal, I told them. And then the ears, and the nose, and the head, we cook it and make sauce. And I batter and fry the feet.
Mm-hmm.
I cook the feet, and then split them. You know, there's no bone in them. You just split them right down the middle. And I batter them and fry them. But I put the sauce, and I put the ears, and the nose and the head, I put that on and cook it, and then it just cooks, and then I grind it, and then I season that with pepper and sage and stuff, and make souse.
Yeah, what's souse? That's okay.
That's souse.
Yeah.
That's what you make out of the head. They call it hog's head souse. But you take the ears, the nose, and the head and make it.
I see.
I reckon you put anything else in. But I take the jowl and save that, and that's what I cook my turnip greens with.
Would you ever mix cornmeal in with any of that? Maybe in with the cornmeal, in with the maybe the juice from the head cheese or anything like that?
No, I never did. I never did. Maybe some do, but I don't like meal. I don't like cornbread.
Yeah.
So I never use meal for anything. I don't eat fish. And I don't like cornbread much because it tastes like fish to me.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Cornbread?
Mm-hmm. But that's the notion, I reckon. But I never eat, I hardly ever eaten a cornbread.
Yeah.
I like cornbread with beans a little bit. That's about the only time I eat it, but I like biscuits with my greens. I always had cows, always milk. I sold milk and butter. I had some children that come down here from school that never seen a cow. And they wanted to know where the milk came from. One child came down here and saw Rufus milking and went home and said, "Mother, guess where Aunt Rhonda keeps her milk?" "Well, what she keeps in that icebox?" "Said, no, she keeps it in a cow." Saw Rufus milking her, you know.
Where were they from?
Hernando.
No kidding.
Hernando.